fish.
We are at the Golden House Restaurant, Lou. The first time you've been here. And tell everybody what you ordered for breakfast.
Liver, eggs, hash brown, rye toast, coffee black, ice water.
There you go. Lou is has the diet of a guy from the 1950s. So liver and eggs, folks. So Lou, we're doing a preview right now. We're doing a preview to this Sunday, and what? Tell us, what will we be doing on Sunday, January 31st, the last day?
Well, we will be presenting Heather Walsh with her Swami.
Woohoo!
Louis DePee will be defending his bowling title.
Woohoo!
And meat will be served at the Sovereign, where three quarters of the beer is cold.
That's right.
It's just going to be fun times.
That's right. It's the Bob Collins Bowling Banquet, Tournament Banquet and Awards Ceremony. Right on.
Swag.
Swag. Let's give that schedule of events. 1 p.m. registration, 2 p.m. bowl, award ceremony thereafter. The Meatopia up starting at
noon.
Noon. And for the banquet, are you going to do anything special there, Lou?
Yes.
It's early in the morning, folks. So, Lou, we were talking about binge drinking and the definition of binge drinking.
Indeed, we were.
And I concluded it's like pornography. You know it when you see it.
Yes, you did. Where are you going with this, Commissioner?
Well, I'm thinking you have a young lass in college right now. You would not encourage that sort of behavior with her, would you?
Only if it was gin and she was driving a fast car.
And there you have it, folks. What else is going on? Oh, we have, of course, we'll have the Super Bowl the week after, but you're not going to be bartending for the Super Bowl, are you?
Define bartending.
Yes, you do have a broad definition of it, Lou. It's
kind of like binge drinking.
We know it when we see it. Will you be responsible for the bar during the Super Bowl? Or
yes, I will have control for a few hours.
All right, there you go. Well, there's a lot of prelim, pre-game, prerequisite,
pre-stretching,
pre-binging.
Yes. And, speaking of binging,
yes.
More coffee.
So. And then, of course, the week after is the chili competition, but we'll talk about that later in the podcast, another episode. Lou, we've been having celebrities introduce the podcast. I know you never listened to it, but for our first one of the new year, we had the Soup Nazi introduce us, and then 2 weeks ago, we had Lois Griffin from Family Guy introduce it. What do you think of that?
I hear it's outstanding, and, yes. I'm waiting for James Earl Jones to come in and do one.
This is Lou Dickman. All right, Lou, your question of the week. Will the tournaments that are coming up be legitimate, or will there be opportunity to, as we say in the parlance, do a Lou Dickman?
Well, you realize that the chili contest is Chicago politics learned from the Lou Dickman chili cook-off. Yes. Last year we had to stop the ballot counting, I think, at 100. Yes, we only accept 100 ballots. Remember, the Sovereign only holds 35 people. And the bowling. No, bowling's on the up and up. We take our bowling serious at the Sovereign.
All right. Yes, so we do the backwards bowl. Lou, it doesn't get any better than that.
Automatically scored.
Lou, it doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out, and we'll see everybody at the Sovereign for the bowling tournament on Sunday, January 31st. Lou.
From the Golden House Pancake Restaurant in Greater Chicago, right across from the closed bookstore. Have an outstanding week, and go Bears!
Go Bears!
This is the Commish, inviting you to tune into Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Plastic Ball Service. When your bowling sack is empty, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou sack.